Good morning, this is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 10th of October. Well, good morning. Before I start, just to remind you that we are now one of the first accredited financial planning firms. That announcement was made at our conference last week, and I've already sent around a note about it, which I hope most of you will have seen. It was one of the highlights of the conference. I'm also in the process of sending around a note about the conference and some of the things we heard there. And also to let you know that we've now taken on board Julie Furborn, who is a US financial planner. She's in the process of getting full certified financial planner accreditation, but had to leave the US to come with her husband, who is posted over here in the UK. And she's now working with us as an associate, and much more of that to come shortly. Let's turn to the markets and the economy. Highlights of last week, well, it didn't start well, as you probably recall, but it did improve with risk appetite returning and markets generally up by the end of the week. Part of that was because of US employment report. The September employment report was largely positive. And also July and August, which you may recall were initially pretty awful, were revised upwards quite substantially. And whilst the employment rate is not at the moment enough to bring unemployment down, it does seem to be enough to have boosted consumer confidence. And also, if US businesses do seem to be hiring, as seems to be the case, it implies that the US economy is not quite as sluggish as we previously thought, and there's a lower risk now, I think, of a follow-on recession. In Europe, the UK Central Bank announced a further raft of quantitative easing at a larger rate than expected, and that will almost certainly have an impact on asset prices. Eurozone leaders seem to be getting more serious about dealing with the European debt crisis, especially after Greece announced on Monday they would probably not meet its budget targets. That, of course, caused widespread anxiety, to put it mildly, but has also, I think, helped to give European politicians a bit of a kick-start. France and Belgium dealt reasonably efficiently with Dexia, arguably the first bank casualty of the current crisis. The ECB left its rates on hold. Some people thought we might see a small decrease in rates, but ultimately left on hold. We saw a whole raft of downgrades of European banks and government debt last week. In the Far East, meanwhile, is quite a quiet week, where equities generally followed events in Europe. But interesting to note that in Japan, the Tankan survey showed sentiment improving in the third quarter, with a rise from minus 9 to plus 2. Oil and gold both rose on the week. West Texas Intermediate is up 4.5% to $83 on the favourable economic news, on sovereign debt progress, and also on a report of lower oil inventories. And similarly, US Treasury bond yields rose across all time frames last week, once again responding to the news which strengthened risk appetites and a switch from bonds to equities. So what happened to the markets last week? Well, generally up in the US and Europe, but less so in the Far East. Japan was down 3%, Far East down around 1% overall. Europe core up 4%, UK up 3%, and Europe peripheral up 2%, and the US up 2%. So what's the bottom line? Well, the recessionary doomers and gloomers had to put a sock in it this week. And whilst data, especially from the US and to a certain extent, Europe was still soft, it was less soft than for some time. And I think we can possibly expect to see more healthy consumer sentiment and behaviour over the next month or so. And whilst growth certainly remains modest, momentum has possibly shifted up a gear. Obviously, you need to see that confirmed over the next couple of months or so. But there is a bit of a shift, I think, in the markets and the economies at the moment. This week, market-moving events. Light week in terms of activity. It's Columbus Day in the US and Yom Kippur at the beginning of the week. But look out for Friday's US retail sales and consumer sentiment data, both expected to be reasonably strong. And also for industrial production figures from Italy, France, UK and Europe. Okay, that's it from me. Thank you very much. Remember that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. We cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary without you having sought advice from your advisors beforehand. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority, and our number is 448184. That's it. Take care. Speak to you again next week.